podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We really conclude the Book of Sirach today, where our final post for Sirach today is from verse 29 and 30 in chapter 51. It's been almost a full year of presenting Sirach as we close today in verses 29 and 30 in chapter 51. May your soul rejoice in God's mercy. Do not be ashamed to give him praise. Work at your tasks in due season, and in his own time, God will give you your reward. The beauty of God's mercy and grace is a profound and transformative concept that touches the very core of human existence. God's mercy implies his compassionate forgiveness and loving kindness toward us, even when we fall short or make mistakes. It is an expression of his infinite love, showing that he does not hold our transgressions against us, but instead offers us a path to redemption and renewal. Grace, on the other hand, is the unmerited favor that God bestows upon us. It is not something we can earn or deserve. It is a gift freely given out of his boundless love. Grace empowers us to live a life that reflects God's love and goodness, enabling us to overcome challenges and grow spiritually. When we truly understand and internalize the depth of God's mercy and grace, it fills our hearts with immense gratitude and joy. This deep appreciation naturally overflows into praise and worship. There is no shame in giving God praise. It is a beautiful and necessary expression of our recognition of his goodness and our dependence on him. Praising God is not just an act of singing or speaking words. It is a lifestyle that acknowledges his sovereignty and goodness in every aspect of our lives. It brings us into a closer relationship with him, aligning our hearts with his will and purposes. As we go about our daily tasks and joys, it is important to remember that everything has its season. There are times for work, rest, celebration, and reflection. In each season, we can trust that God is with us, guiding us and providing for us. His timing is perfect, and he will bring about his plans for our lives at the right moment. Therefore, let your soul rejoice in God's mercy. Embrace his grace with a thankful heart, and do not hesitate to give him praise. By doing so, you acknowledge his sovereignty and invite his presence into every aspect of your life. In due season, as you remain faithful and diligent into your task, God will reward you according to his perfect will in timing. Giving the secrets of salvation are found here in your surrender to truth. The secrets of salvation by God's mercy and grace are profound truths that have the power to transform lives. Salvation is the process by which we are delivered from sin and its consequences, reconciled to God and granted eternal life. At the heart of this process are God's mercy and grace, which reveal his deep love and compassion for humanity. Salvation is received through faith in Jesus Christ, who, by his sacrificial death and resurrection, made it possible for us to be reconciled to God. Believing in Jesus means trusting in his work on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. The Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. So we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now it's Julian joining me again this morning. Day three. Day four, as a matter of fact. I am a poet, obedience of Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from a study and conclusion of Sirach. I know there's a ending to all good things in the Lord, and we trust the ending now will steer us to back to the New Testament maybe for a little bit, doing some daily readings as we continue to lift up the Word of God in each and every day. Follow along if you want to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Our poem today concludes Sirach 51. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "The Mercy of God Rejoices with All." In the quiet dawn where hope takes flight, may your soul find solace in God's pure light. Let mercy's balm soothe every care, for in his grace your heart shall share. Do not be ashamed to lift your voice. In praise and song let your spirit rejoice, for every whisper of faith can sow. God's love will nourish and make it grow. Amidst the tasks that fill your day, in work and joy, find your sacred way. Each moment a step in life's grand dance, guided by his divine providence. In season, toil with steadfast heart. Know that in God's plan you play a part. As you labor with patience and grace, in his own time, he'll reveal your place. So cherish the journey, both trials and peace. In his eternal love, your soul finds release. For when you trust in God's grand design, your reward will come in his perfect time. Amen. I'm Thomas Sher Cruz Wiggins. It's June 4th, 2024. Up a little earlier this morning. It's 6:01. Julian by my side at 5:30 this morning. Amazing how this boy gets up every morning so early. I'm sure he's just aching to be with his mother and be back home in his routine. But as he continues to enjoy us, we continue to enjoy him, lifting up his spirituality by praying with him often during the day. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Gives such a great example to this young man who thrives in Christ every day with us. And we encounter the Mass together and receive his body and blood. It is the way that we become Spirit-led and God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close today at 9:03 in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being a part of us this morning, and we specially express special prayer intentions for today in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name.